only the Ceylon sound vibrations will be heard to you. And I'll point you, get the perfect reception. So like that, if you have to tune to God, then you have to put your stick to the center of God, where God is existing. And that center is supposed to be mode of goodness, purified mode of goodness. Vishuddha Sattva, it is called as. We can't be in the mode of ignorance and expect God's messages to receive by us. We have to be at least in the mode of goodness to receive the divine messages or divine vibrations. That is why we chant the holy name and transcend the mode of goodness which we have achieved by following the four regulative principles. And next point is, what are the four regulative principles? Actually, the four principles of dharma or religion. Generally, we say religion means what? Religion means Hindu, Christian. Huh? Is it on? Yes. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Baha'i, Buddhist. This is what we term as religion. But religion is not that. Religion is that which cannot be changed. You take away sweetness from sugar, sugar loses to be sugar. If you take out saltiness away from salt, salt loses to be salt anymore. So like that, there is something in all of us that cannot be taken away. That is our identity. That is the desire, the propensity to serve or love. That is our innate nature. And that is called as dharma. Dharma means that which cannot be changed. The propensity to love others and to receive love from others is innate in all living entities. So cats, dogs, birds, human beings, elephants, everybody. Thirst of love. And that dharma, which is to serve and to love, is based on many, many pillars. Four of them are mentioned over here. First pillar is mercy. Second pillar is cleanliness, swachhata, shuchi, it is called as. Third principle is austerity. Austerity is defined as voluntary acceptance of inconvenience for the pleasure of the Lord. Very unique Vedic complete definition. Voluntary, number one. Acceptance of inconvenience, number two. For the pleasure of God. When all three are in the picture, then it is called as tapasya. Otherwise, everything else, even people are traveling from Virar to Churchgate, it's also tapasya. But it can't be called tapasya. It's not voluntary. It is forced. And not to please the Lord, just to earn money. And the fourth is truthfulness. Truthfulness means the absolute truth, which cannot be changed, which is called in Sanskrit as Sat. Sat means that is eternal, constant, and it is never changeable, which we term as the Supreme Personality of God, the absolute truth. Now again I repeat, mercy, cleanliness, austerity and truthfulness. Now we see what happens when we eat meat, or to be precise, when we do violence. Violence can be at a level of mind, at the level of emotions, at the level of body, at the level of prestige, at the level of ego, all levels. Anywhere, anything that hurts is violence. Even a husband shouts at his wife and hurts her emotions is violence. Not necessarily violence means always killing. But the worst part of violence is actual killing. And only after killing, the meat is generated. The flesh that we eat as non-veg food, when it comes into being, when the animal gives up its life, or the life is taken away by force from the animal, then the meat is into existence. Is that right? Am I right? Logically? So when we accept meat as our food, what does that mean? We are accepting the product of himsa, violence. That's why violence comes in you. When violence comes in, mercy goes away. When light comes in, darkness goes away. Like that, when violence comes in, mercy goes away. Mercy is destroyed by the activity of violence. When someone connects with opposite sex in human life, not in cats and dogs and birds' life, there's no rules and regulations in cats and dogs' life or any other lower life. But as a human being, when you connect with opposite sex without the bond of marriage, which is called illicit, the purity of the heart is lost. Shuchi, pavitrya of the heart is lost. And when somebody takes intoxication, these are all big topics. I'm just brushing because we are coming to one particular discussion in this. But this is some basics understanding that we must have. So when you take intoxication, the propensity and the capacity that we have to perform voluntary acceptance of inconvenience to please the Lord, that is tapasya, is lost. Somebody who is taking intoxications cannot be told, get up at 5 o'clock, take a cold bath in the river and chant the holy names and do meditation. You can't tell him that. He'll get up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Because the power of determination, willpower to perform something, difficult task, to achieve something is gone by the power of intoxication. And the last is, truth is lost when we squander the property of the Lord. That we call as gambling. When we squander the property of the Lord, given to you, entrusted with you, your health, your good thoughts, your education, your money, your power, when you squander for something else than the purpose of life, that is called gambling. So don't think only putting money into satta or into share or into something is gambling. Gambling is misuse of the entrusted property of the Lord given to you. So this is how the four pillars are destroyed. By meditating mercy, by illicit sex, cleanliness of the heart, by intoxication, the power of tapasya, and by gambling, you lose truthfulness. That is why we follow the four regulatory principles. Do not think that these principles were manufactured in Juhu temple of Hare Krishna. They are given in the Vedas. They are given in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why we follow these four principles. So when we do follow the principles of no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, we come on the platform of human being, of Sattva Guna. And that is from where we should begin. The spiritual life begins from there. Some people say, what is wrong in it? What is the connection of meat eating and devotional life? The simple answer to that is, God is the father of everybody. All living beings are children of God. And I say that I love you, God. I pray to you. I believe in you. But I eat your children. So will God be kind to you? If you come to my house and hit my child and praise me very much, give me gifts and offer prayers to me, offer glories to me, and before going you hit my child and go away, I will throw all your presents, I will throw everything what you said, and I will just come and attack you immediately. Why you hit my child? Because if you love me, you have to love my child also. What to speak of child? In America it is said that you love me, love my dog first. So the guest will come and first caress the dog and say, hi Tommy, how are you, everything fine? And then he goes and meets the master. Master is happy, so he loves my dog, so I also love him. So how do you expect that Lord will love you when you eat his children as your meals? You eat the children's flesh. So that is the contrast in devotion and in vegetarian and non-vegetarian food. Next. So what we don't eat, I'll just go through. We don't eat meat, we don't eat fish, we don't take eggs, mushrooms, onion, garlic, we don't take tea, coffee, cigarette, bidi, tobacco, gutka, alcohol, illicit sex, gambling. This is what we all don't do that. To maintain purity of life. Now we come to one particular aspect of this. That is why we do not eat meat. Now today's topic is staying healthy the vegetarian way. But I think the part of the discussion is to give up non-veg also. Unless you give up non-veg, how will you become pure vegetarian? You may say, yeah, I am vegetarian, but I also take non-veg. That means you are not pure vegetarians. Actually, in one sense, if you eat 10 days of vegetarian food and one day you eat non-veg, still we are non-vegetarians. That's how we should consider. We are talking about purity of human life. How to live a pure human life. And what do we achieve by living and on the platform of purity in human life? That is what the human life is supposed to be. To understand the intricacies and depth of the meaning of purity in human life. Where by nature we all are pure. By nature we are souls, and spirit soul by nature is all pure, because it is part and parcel of the Lord, who is all pure, whose purity personified, purity unlimited is the Lord, and we are part of His, so we are also pure by nature. But because of our habit and because of our choice of independence, we have made our life impure by so many activities. One of the major activities of causing impurity is what we eat. So today we'll discuss that aspect. Now we eat with tongue, and tongue does two things, eating and talking, right? And both these things they can cause danger in life. What we eat and what we talk. Things can be spoiled from one way to other if we speak something wrong at wrong times. And throughout the life, we are spoiling our life the way we eat. Even if you are vegetarian, if you are habit of having junk food all the time you are trying to eat something Chinese, something on the road, your health will go into definitely into worse situation. Because there's a lot to do with immunity of the body, what you eat. It nourishes you, nourishes your immunity, gives you power of resistance to disease, and you can live as a normal healthy life only when you eat properly. So according to even spiritualists, according to doctors also, according to the people who are following Ayurvedic way of life also, the Ayurvedic physicians, everybody has a strong opinion. What we eat makes a lot of difference in life. Because we are health, people of health, we are working in health industry as doctors. We must understand that how much this food is important and how much it can cause difference in your life. So, this topic, today's topic, I will divide into two parts. One is why we should not eat meat, and later on I will tell you the benefits of eating vegetarian food. So, the reasons of not eating meat or why we should not eat meat can be understood at all these levels. It's not just emotional feeling that I don't like meat and I'm very emotional about it. No, there are physical reasons, there are mental reasons, there are socio-economical reasons, there are ethical reasons, there are ecological reasons, environmental, there are karmic reasons, there are spiritual reasons, there are so many reasons are there. Let's handle one by one. We'll go to physical reasons first. You can see very simple thing. Let us not go in details, time is very short. You see the structure of teeth of human beings and of those who are carnivorous, that means the non-vegetarian animals, for example, tigers and lions and fox and everybody. They have at least 8 canines in the mouth. That means the long teeth that are there, they are double the size of the normal teeth also. But if you open your mouth and see in the mirror, your canine also is of the same size, almost same size. It's only 10% longer than the other teeth sometimes. And they are meant to cut the bone and flesh raw. Raw bone and flesh needs to be cut by the non-vegetarian animals, so called carnivorous animals. Because they have to hunt, catch their prey and eat it raw. That's why God has provided them those kind of situations. You see human being's mouth, it has got more moles. The tigers and lions don't have moles much because they don't have to masticate things. They have to just cut and gulp. And the stomach will digest, 90% of their flesh is digested in the stomach itself. Hare Krishna. This is one difference, that the teeth structure tells you that your food is vegetarian and the animals which are eating flesh, their food is non-vegetarian. Then there is something called pH, that means the level of acidity in the stomach. If you were to put your finger in the stomach of tiger, I hope you may not get that chance, but if at all, scientifically or logically, if you put your hand in the stomach of the tiger or lion, when you take out, there will not be hand remaining there. Because the acid is so strong that it will digest and melt your flesh and bone also. Because it is meant to digest raw flesh. But if you happen to put your finger in human being's stomach, only you will get little burning and things will be alright. Little bit reddening here and there. Because the acidity in the human body, human stomach, is meant for vegetarian food digestion. It doesn't require so much acidity, as much as the flesh requires, the muscle requires. Second difference, why our body is supposed to be vegetarian. These are the physical facts. Then the last, and there are many more numbers of things, but they are very medical and very intricate, you will not understand. Suffice to say, the third reason is length of intestines. It is said that the length of the esophagus, we call it annanalika, from throat to stomach. There is a pipe, we call food pipe. 6 times the food pipe are the length of intestines in vegetarian animals like cows, horse, bull, giraffe, elephant, like that. And only 2 times the length of esophagus food pipe is the length of intestines in carnivorous animals. Why is that? Because lots of flesh is digested in the stomach of the carnivorous animal. And human food, the maximum digestion takes place in the intestines, small intestines, long intestines and large intestines. A lot of intestines, there are 6 meters of intestines in the human body. And that also is, they are folded, they are quite, if you stretch that, it will go 6 meters long. But they are arranged in such a way in the abdominal cavity, that 6 meters long intestines are residing there peacefully and they are interacting with the food, and digestion of vegetarian food takes place there. It means your body is designed by the Lord to eat vegetarian food, where digestion is going to take place mainly in intestines, not in stomach. Then what happens when we eat meat in the body which is supposed to eat vegetarian food? That means we are now putting contrast food in that, which is not supposed to go in that. So first reason you must understand, human beings when they eat meat, it is cooked for a long time. Right? Tigers eat raw and they digest it very nicely. But human beings don't eat raw flesh. They have to digest it for a long time. They have to bake it or cook it or put it in the oven for a long time. And then put spices in that. Put lots of things in that. Then only it is takeable by human beings. And then also it takes long time for digestion. Eating meat will cause acidity, will discomfort. And scientifically you should know, when I eat a vegetarian meal, in 24 hours the food is fully processed and the waste is thrown out. So if I eat today morning, tomorrow morning when I pass in the morning defecation, that food is already processed. But non-vegetarian food takes 72 hours. It remains in your body for 72 hours to get processed completely and to throw away the waste. That means more time in contact with intestines. Mind you, when the non-vegetarian food is in your stomach, it is already decomposed. It's already a dead matter before, right? It's not killed in front of you and cooked in front of you and immediately given to you. It's already killed a while ago, then it is cooked. It's already getting decomposed. When you put in the body again, body is sending juices and decomposing it for digestion. Then it goes through long way of small intestine and long intestine and large intestine. That means it is getting continuously decomposed. Toxins are continuously produced because longer time, longer decomposition, longer toxins, and that is why the evidence of cancers of bowel is more in non-veg eaters, because of contact of these toxins for long time in the body than the non-veg animals. You don't hear of tiger getting colonic cancer. Why is that? It's very, you should think about it. Why these things are not known in tigers and fox and lions? Because their body is meant to digest that food. There is no contact of decomposed food in their intestine. This is a very small. 90% of food is digested in the stomach itself. Little bit intestine out. So it takes 24 hours for a tiger to process its food. But same food when you eat, even after cooking it, it takes 72 hours. So logically what do you understand? The waste products are moving in the body for a long time. Then what happens? The fat that is present in the flesh is not digestible in the human body. It keeps on circulating in the blood in the raw form. And it goes on getting deposited in the arteries of the body, blood vessels of the body. And there are blood vessels everywhere in the body. Thousands of blood vessels in the brain, very minute like hair, in the heart, very important blood vessels are there, in the hands and legs and in the liver, in the kidneys, and so many places are there. Small to big size, big pipe to small pipes. And when it goes in the small pipes, it blocks the small pipe. When it goes in big pipe, it narrows down the blood vessels. So what happens in result? The blood vessels which are narrowed because of the fat deposition in the interior side of the blood vessel, the organ gets less blood supply than before. And what do you expect when there is blood supply decreased? Less function, malfunction, reduced efficiency. Is that so? It is simple. When you get less water supply in the house, what happens? The house is not as clean as before. You have to use it very frugally, one bucket only for 5 vessels. Simple logic is there. When you have enough blood supply, good functioning is there. When you have decreased blood supply, malfunctioning is there. So diseases are more prevalent. So what happens? One term is utilized here, is called as atherosclerosis. This term, which means in simple real language, is narrowing of blood vessels. Sclerosis means hardening. Athero means blood. Blood vessel. So generalized narrowing and hardening of blood vessels, caused by deposition of fat in the blood vessels. Then comes coronary insufficiency. When this atherosclerosis process takes place in coronary vessels, that means the vessels of the heart, there are also vessels provide blood to the heart also to function. When that happens, you get angina, that means pain in the heart. You walk 2 steps, you get pain in the heart. Because sufficiently blood supply has been reduced. The narrowing process of the blood vessels in the body starts right from 20 years of age. 2% narrowing takes place every year. So if you are eating today non-veg when you are 20 years, no symptom will be there. But after 40 years of non-veg, what happens is 80% block will be there in the blood vessels. And then till 80% body has been designed such a way, no symptoms will be there. When 80% blocks occur, you start getting symptom. 85% more symptom. 90% you can't walk or step also. A flight of one stair you cannot climb. And then 100% means Hare Krishna. Bye bye to the world. So to understand, you don't think that today I am eating veg, I am healthy, I am running, I am doing football game, everything and nothing is happening to me. But my dear friends, you understand, daily you are depositing fats in your intestine, in your blood vessels. In a year, 2% blockage is taking place, then 4%, then 6%. In normal people, by the way, vegetarian people, by the way, and those who are eating non-vegetarian food, for them the rate of narrowing of blood vessel is 8% per year. So 4 times you are getting older when you eat non-veg food. When blood vessel gets hardened, what happens? You get hypertension, high BP. Simple logic, this is not something highly medical terminologies. When you get hard blood vessels hardened by the deposition of fat, you get hypertension. What is thromboembolism? Thrombo means these are free particles in the blood. There is some insoluble, indissolvable item in the blood. Pigalta nahi hai, aise hi blood mein ghumte rehta hai. Then what happens? Where blood vessel comes, the partition takes place, division takes place, and it goes and blocks the opening only. Till the blood vessel is big, it will keep moving. When it will come to a blood vessel of its own size, then it will go and block that. So what is stroke? Stroke means it goes and blocks brain vessel. It's moving everywhere in the body. The fat particles are moving. They get formed and they go and settle down in the brain vessel. That part stops getting blood supply and you get a stroke. That is called as thromboembolism. Next point is putrefaction. You should understand, as soon as you don't take bath, you don't wash your mouth in the morning, it is smelling bad. What is happening? There are bacteria in your mouth, in other parts of the body, in armpits and other folds of the body, which are decomposing your sweat and giving bad smell to you. Even when you are alive, there are bacteria working on your body. Is that right? I have to brush my teeth every day. I have to take bath every day and clean. If I don't take bath even twice a day, in the evening I am smelling bad. That means my life also, when my disease fighting capacity is on with my life, still this is decomposing is happening. So you have to clean yourself every day. When you die, immediately the bacteria in the body starts working, decomposing the body. Foul smells take place. Disintegration of the body tissues take place. That is why when somebody dies, you say, Nikalo, take him immediately, 3 hours, 4 hours, or immediately you put salt on that, or you put incense, you burn the incense and you spray something nicely. Or why? Because you know it's going to smell bad. Otherwise, somebody is coming from America, you have to wait till the funeral, till he comes, then you have to put the body in mortuary, in the deep freeze, 2 degrees centigrade temperature. Why is that? Because you don't want it to decompose. That means as soon as somebody dies, process of decomposition is on the spot. So when the animal is killed in slaughterhouse, at that moment of time, heavy decomposition process is started. Then it is processed, then it is packed, then it is transported, then it comes on the shop, mall, then you go to buy. How many days pass, we don't know. And then it comes on your table after getting it cooked. So already it is enough decomposed. Enough bacteria already grown in that. Paper may advertise to you, newspaper advertisement, fresh chicken by natural scientific standards. Today morning also I read in Marathi newspaper, by scientifically fresh standardized chicken. What is it called? Real food. Something I read today morning only. How can it be real food free from bacteria? It cannot be. Natural decomposition already taking place. So what I read wrote here, putrefaction means, isko Hindi mein bolte hai, sadna. Sadne ki prakriya. So it's already started decomposing and putrefying. Bacteria has grown in abundance, in millions and trillions. And you may feel that you are cooking nicely, putting spices, we are accepting all these things in your body. And they also multiply in the body and give you lots of problems. I will not enumerate that medically over here. Third is, all the flesh that you eat, all the animals that, for example, pig or chicken or meat, that your goats, everything, whatever we generally eat as non-veg food, they harbor lots of parasites. There are n number of parasites we have studied in parasitology in our second MBBS. There are worms and there are so many things are there. We may not go into that details, but you know worms. At least we have no flatworms and tapeworms and roundworms and so many worms. All the seeds are there in the flesh of an animal's body. And when we eat that, sometimes they don't get finished by cooking. The spores, the eggs are very, you know, what you call, hard. They don't get cooked, also don't die also. In the body they multiply. And your body becomes also a very good house for the parasites to grow. When you all know mad cow disease, a couple of years ago, the virus affected the cows. And people who ate those cows' flesh, they also got mad. It's called mad cow disease. So 1 million cows were killed in London. Instead of stopping eating cow meat, they killed 1 million cows. Such a sacred animal. This is how the government thinks these days. Finish everything. Whatever comes on your way, destroy them. Don't have any mercy. They have disease, kill them. They also destroyed so many chicken because bird flu was coming. What is the meaning of why God is sending bird flu, avian flu, chicken gunia, these, that? He's warning you. Don't do wrong things. Live naturally. You don't get so many diseases when you eat grains and vegetables and milk and fruits. But you definitely get problems when you eat non-vegetarian food. When you have a heavy party, you eat 9 non-veg, patients come to us saying, sir, kal raat ko chicken khaya tha, aaj 50 loose motion ho rahe, dehydration ho gaya, admit karo. Ultiyan ho rahi, gastroenteritis. But you go somewhere and have a vegetarian food, you don't get so many complaints. Kal raat ko main chavli ka masala, chavli masala khaya tha, toh mujhe bhi loose motion ho rahe. So you see often patients coming and telling about non-veg food having loose motions. Logically, you should understand why it is so, because you are already accepting so many parasites and bacteria in your mouth. And last is, I will tell you in the next slide. What does flesh contain? It contains very high levels of protein, difficult for kidneys to manage for metabolism. Very high levels of fat, I already explained to you. Unable to be digested by human system, moves in the blood and blocks blood vessels and narrows them down. Why steroids are there in the animal flesh? Because when the animal is killed, don't think the animal is singing songs of joy. Animal is extremely fearful. When I come behind you with a gun, you won't sing songs of love. You will run away with life. Your heart will palpitate. Your blood pressure will rise. You will be fearful, shaking. You will be sweating like anything. If somebody is coming after your life with sword and knife, if you only hear on the phone ki today you are a target, night 12 o'clock you will be killed. Even from that onward time, you will start palpitating. You can't sleep in the night. You can't eat food in the night. So what happens? Why you are sweating and shivering and palpitating? Because steroids are generated. Hormonal system is reacting to the stress. And all these stress managing chemicals are in the blood of the animal. And you and me, when we are in stress, and I think death is supposed to be the highest stress that one can undergo. The ultimate stress, the final jolt that one can get is the death. And you can imagine the maximum levels of hormones and steroids are in the body, in the blood of the animal when it is being killed. And you accept all those chemicals when you accept the flesh of that animal. Is it logical? Very sound and simple. And these hormones and steroids and fats and proteins are very, very harmful levels. I am not saying proteins are harmful to body. Proteins, limited proteins are very good. Even if soya, if you eat large quantity, it is difficult for kidneys to manage. Every organ has a capacity to manage certain load. Like you have a capacity to lift something. You can't just go on lifting 100, 200, 300 kilos. You have a capacity. And every organ of you also has a capacity to do things. So they are harmful to liver, kidneys and other organisms. Then comes, what is added in the flesh? We don't know these things. Please understand. You must know these things, even if you don't know these things. They are adding lots of antibiotics, giving intravenously to the animals. Why? Because the animals should not get infections before they are killed. The flesh should be sold nicely. So they inject intravenously heavy antibiotics. We call it as fourth degree cephalosporins. The ceftriaxone and so many things are there. High level antibiotics. They are in the blood of the animals. In America, small children are resistant to antibiotics when they are having a cold. Why is that? Because they eat so much flesh, so much chicken soup and so much meat and everything, They are accepting already antibiotics, so when they get cold with some bacteria, they are already resistant to the bacteria, to the infection. So heavy antibiotics also are useless in the, found to be useless in American children because of the diet that they have. If you take antibiotics without purpose, then when you get infection, the antibiotics don't work on you because you become resistant. This is also a very logical thing. Then, the person who grows the animals, he also gives lots of shots of steroids and flesh building hormones in the animal. What do these Olympic people do? Why do they take steroids, nandrolone and everything? They increase the capacity of the muscles, to bulk the muscles, tend to act more and fast. That's why they take steroids. It gives you more capacity. And these people who grow the animals in their farms, like cows or goats, to be killed further in the slaughterhouses, they want to make them very heavy so that they get good price. So they inject steroids, inject antibiotics, inject hormones, inject red oxide. Now the point comes here. Made a red oxide here because some of you go to shops and mommy tells you, see, I want red, bright looking fresh, fresh flesh. So buy meat which is looking very bright red and fresh. That is all flesh, flesh milk, fresh non-veg. So they are also very smart. What they do is, before killing the animal, they will inject intravenously something called red oxide. That will go and form a permanently bright red compound with the proteins of the muscles of the animal. Then they kill the animal and then they yield the flesh, pack the flesh nicely in transparent packets, and that will remain bright red for 15-20 days. So you may go and say, I want fresh meat. So you say, see this is fresh, abhi I am on. It is 20 days old but it is still bright red looking. And my dear friends, the red oxide is proved to be cause of stomach cancer. So this is red oxide. Then they give muscle relaxant, paralyzing the limbs of the animal. Why is that? Because people like, you know, goats, sometimes goats are big, pigs are also very big. They also can become violent when you are killing them. And they may attack you and hurt you. So what they do? They give intravenous injections to paralyze them fully. No defense only. So aram say you can kill them. This is a merciless act. If I come behind you, you have some defense with you. You can protect me. Even women can kick or feast or box you or something. Something is there to protect. Some energy is there. But if I give you an injection for paralyzing your muscles, you are like a vegetable. I can do anything on you. So like that they do to all the animals. So that there is no defense left in the animal and they can easily cut them. And the last thing is anxiolytics. Doping the animals to prevent violence in them. Because what they do is, in the 100 square feet area, they will dump 100 pigs or 100 goats or 200 goats in a very small area. And they have to really, there is no place to stand also there. So the animals get agitated when they are, you know, dumped in small places and crumpled down. I have not got the film over here, but time is very short. We have a film called Meet Your Meat. M-E-E-T, Meat. Your Meat, M-E-A-T. In that film it is showed how the animals are squeezed through narrow passages and dumped in small areas, large numbers. So animals get agitated and then their horns, they hurt one another and that animal is not sellable. So what they do? They give anxiolytics. When you go to psychiatrist and say, Dr. Sahab, both anxiety hai. So he'll give one medicine to you, Trika. Well, anxiety khatam ho jayega. So like that, heavy doses of anxiolytic medicines are given to the animals so that they are not agitated. They don't hurt themselves. See, it's all planned scientific thing, by the way. The whole industry of meat eating is fully scientific. They work on heavy knowledge basis. Every level they are working nicely to give us non-veg food and give us all the diseases. Remember that. So, all these things, my dear friends, are given to you along with the so-called beautiful meat when you eat. Then what happens next? The animal is killed. All the antibiotic, everything is now coming to you very slowly. The skin is sold to leather industry. So you may have a very beautiful purse with you. We say it's a leather purse. Very fine purse from Japan or from England or from France, you'll say. But this fine leather purses and belts and items are made by only cow skin. Cows need to be killed because cow's skin are supposed to be the softest of all skins. After processing, they give long-lasting leather items to you. So you may be proud of carrying a belt of leather which is 15 years old, 20 years old, and a purse which is 25 years old, looking as it is. But for that purse and a belt, an item, some cow is killed or some calf is killed somewhere. Remember that. Then the bone is sold to toothpaste industry. Huh? You wake up in the morning, rubbing your eyes, and the first thing you put in the mouth is what? Toothpaste. And the calcium source of toothpaste is only from the bones of all these slaughtered animals. Cheapest raw material is the bones of animals. Because after the flesh is sold, bones are remaining. Some bones are going with them, but some bones are also processed, powdered, and they become the source of toothpaste. Then the fat under skin. If you cut in operation, you'll understand there's a layer of fat under the skin called as subcutaneous fat. That fat is also available because flesh is gone, now skin is remaining. So they melt the fat and they sell those to hutment dwellers, you know, who are making naan katais and biscuits and khari and toast and so called things. Very low level of industry in hutments in Dharavi and Matunga. These are and the other on the road, these biscuits will be sold loose. Be careful of those which are biscuits and naan katais and toast sold on the road loosely on a kilo basis. They are all made with those fats melted under the skin of the animal skin which is slaughtered. Then this fat is also sold to soap industry. How does the soap become lathersome? How does shampoo has lather? There are many things. One of the major items of lathering is the fat. And the fat, they have to get it cheaply as far as possible. Slaughter industry sells this fat, melted flat fat, to the soap and shampoo industry. So be careful when you put some nice shampoo on your head. See, what's the origin? Huh? And the last is, whatever is remaining after selling all these things, they have to burn it. So they have to use a lot of petroleum. None of us may be knowing, but those who have scientific approaches to the reports, which is not strategically published by advertising and media and newspapers. The fact is that the major cause of pollution in the world today is slaughter industries. Because when they have to burn their waste with petroleum, lots of fumes and gases are produced. And they go on cause holes in the ozones and are the major cause of global warming. People attribute to only the vehicles. Vehicle also is a major cause of the pollution. Also the gas, you know, chemical industries and all these things also are cause. But no one talks about meat industry. Because everyone who talks about that want to eat their meat as their diet. So they are very strategically avoiding informations. What we are given information is suitable for their political and business purposes. Only those informations are filtered and given to you through newspapers and media. Please understand that. What is truth about eggs? Many people feel eggs mein kya hai? Eggs are vegetarians. There are countries which consider even fish as vegetarian. So I'll tell you, most of the eggs that we eat are forcefully laid. There are scientific methods of making the chicken lay the eggs without fertilization. That is one fact. So artificially forced laying of the eggs, they are like menses of the chicken. When human beings have menses, there are so many things are there, rules and regulations, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't touch God, you can't go to temple, you can't do puja in the house, there are so many rules. It is considered to be unclean, for example, when somebody is undergoing menses. And the human beings who are so particular about their menstrual periods, very nicely and coolly eat chicken's menses. What is the egg which is not fertilized? It is unfertilized. What happens when the man and woman come together and there is fertilization? No more menses, right? 9 months, no menses. Only child is growing in the womb. But with no union of mother and father, husband and wife, what happens? There is menses. So there is no fertilization, the menses come out. So what comes out as egg is the menses of a chicken. So we shouldn't touch it because it's a lower animal's menses. And if it is fertilized, if there's a baby inside, the life inside, why the hen is going and sitting on the egg? Because the life inside, it is giving heat 21 days, 30 days. And what happens afterwards? A baby chicken comes out. So there's life inside. So what right do I want to kill the life? So that's why both ways we don't eat eggs. Unfertilized and fertilized. Now we go to mental level. George Bernard Shaw said, You tell me what you eat, I'll tell you what you are. Very simple, very profound and deep statement. What does it mean? That our mentality is as per the food that we eat. I'll give a small example, a very funny example. We brought a German Shepherd dog one time in the hospital for protection, for security purposes. And somehow, because everybody is devotee in the hospital and we don't bring flesh in the hospital, not supposed to bring flesh in the hospital. So we started giving biscuits and chawal and milk to the dog, you know. German Shepherd dog is so strong. If it is trained, it will just attack, then it will tear apart a 6-footer man, 100 kilo man, just into pieces. So much strong the dog is. And if you say hold, then you will hold your hand in such a way, you will shiver, but the hand will not be left by the dog in the mouth. It will not cut you. But till the master has said hold, it will hold your hand in such a way that you are totally fearful, sweating. That kind of a dog we purchased. Very fierce looking. But then, few months the dog only ate two then chawal and biscuits. And then one time the dog was at the gate and some stray dogs, you know, ordinary dogs, they have no trait only. They were barking at it and this dog came out in fear inside. बोले क्या चल क्या रहा है अरे कुत्ते को लाया था हमारे रक्षा करने के लिए बाहर के कुत्तों कुत्ते भौंक रहे हैं तो ये भाग के अंदर आ रहा है खुद के प्रोटेक्शन करने के लिए अंडर सिक्योरिटी पर्सन इज कमिंग टू सेव हिमसेल्फ सो व्हाट हैज हैपेंड इज द डाइट ऑफ द डॉग इज नॉन वेजिटेरियन फूड टू कीप द फियर्स एक्टिविटी ऑन दैट हैज बीन स्टॉप्ड एंड इट वॉज गिवन दूध चावल सो इट बिकेम साधु तो वी सेंड इट टू अवर फार्म अलॉन्ग विद द ब्रह्मचारीज ओवर देयर यू लिव देयर पीसफुली नो मोर सिक्योरिटी बिजनेस यू रिटायर फ्रॉम द बिजनेस नाउ This is a live proof, you know, whatever I was speaking all these years, I could see that the dog, the same bitch had 6 children in the owner's house and we bought 2. Those 4 were like ferocious lions, you know, the way they would make sound, you would fall terror in your heart. And these 2 babies were brought here in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, they become like sadhus, you know, because of doodh chawal. Now we can understand what happens when you eat non-veg food. Your whole mentality changes because the food is procured by killing, by the act of violence. So when act of violence is accepted as food, then all negative qualities enter in you. Hatred, greed, mercilessness, cruelty, all start coming in you. Hindi mein bolte hai na, khunkhar nature, very ferocious nature takes place. That's why when there are, suppose I come to your house, you know, and I bring small rabbit, all of your children will come and start playing with that. But one day I come in your house with a cub, the baby lion. What will happen? Baby lion, small baby. Everybody will run away. Why is that? Such a small cute cub I have brought with me. Yesterday I bought rabbit, today I bought a cub. No, all of you know, this cub touches me also. By one tooth, I am finished. Little bit irritation here and there, the cub will immediately bite and maybe my child, he will consume the hand. One time we were in Ranisa Bagh, you know, Baikala. We should go to zoo. So one father and child was there and the tiger was sitting in the cage. And then the father was little playing with the child and went close to the cage and threw one stone on the dog and on the lion. Second stone and third stone. And first they were throwing stones from outside. Then they were putting their hand inside the cage and from inside they were throwing on the lion. Long time it happened. So that nothing was happening. The lion was not getting up only. And suddenly after 10th time, lion just jumped and held the hand of the child throwing stone and consumed the hand in 2 minutes. In 2 minutes, hand was in the body of the lion. Why is that? Because the lion is not a cow or a rabbit inside. Huh? Oh, baitha hai aram se, lekin ek baar jump mara, to gaya haath. Within a fraction of a second, before he understood what happened, the hand of the child was gone from shoulder only, finished. Because the eating habits of lions and tigers are non-vegetarian. That's why they are ferocious. But one day, an elephant comes at your doorstep. You will say, baby, beta, go take 6 bananas and put in the trunk of the elephant. The baby will go nicely and put the 6 bananas in the elephant, will nicely eat it and also give nice caressing to the baby and go ahead to the next house. You will not run away. Elephant is so huge, but you can go peacefully with it. Why? It's vegetarian. It is cool. So you understand, aggressive natures are there in non-veg animals And cool nature is in vegetarian animals. That's why you can play with bulls and cows and horses and giraffes and elephants. But you can't play with the cub of a tiger or lion. Not possible. Because of the nature. Similarly, if we accept those kind of foods, the similar nature comes in us. Cruelty. And you can know what happens when we eat meat. When we give pain to others, pain, anxiety will come to you. Animals have a lot of anxiety and fear at the moment of death. And I told you, all the chemicals that you are accepting, that cause instability of emotions in you, because you are accepting constantly those chemicals in your body. You don't know what's happening, you are accepting meat and satisfying yourself. But all the notorious chemicals harmful to you, to your mentality, is coming in you. Then what happens? That causes dementia. Again, hardening and narrowing of the brain blood vessels is called as atherosclerosis of the brain. Causes dementia, that means easy forgetfulness, lack of identification. The end stage of dementia is what? Alzheimer's disease. You forget everything, your husband, wife, your name, your address, everything you forget. You don't even know, you are like a vegetable, you don't know anything. Everything is forgotten. That is because of this slow process of hardening and narrowing up brain blood vessels, which is fastened by the eating of non-veg food. Then, I already explained to you, mercilessness, anger, sensuality, flesh enjoyments, bodily enjoyment, we call it base enjoyments, tendencies of those increases in those people who eat flesh, who survive on flesh. So, principle is, if we accept the product of himsa, himsa comes in us. Emotionally, what happens to animals emotionally when you kill them? Tremendous pain is given to them. They also feel separation from their belongings. Suppose you have one hen and you have six babies. And one new baby you pick up and put in your pocket sometimes, by just playful mood. What does the hen does? Hen is searching everywhere. Where my six baby gone? Hen will keep searching. Is it not true? If the dog has got six puppies, and you just, dog is looking there, you pick up one puppy and put in your bag and take home. The she dog will keep searching her six baby for whole night. That means they also have emotions. When somebody dies in the house, I have seen the cows in the cow shed, they cry when the Malik dies. Because there is attachment, there are emotions. We should not think that animals don't have any emotions. Everyone has emotions. They may forget in short time, you may remember for a long time. Because we are evolved living beings. But should not consider that animals don't have any emotions. They have all emotions. They have agitation. They get angry when you irritate them. Like I told you about the lion in the cage. They become very violent when they lose something or they are irritated. And there is a tremendous fear that we cause. In slaughterhouse, they may be eating grass the last moment. They are fooled by the slaughtering people. By keeping grass constantly in front of goats. They are always engrossed in eating goat, eating the grass. But when the sword comes on their neck, you can see their face. Big, big eyes are full of fear. The cows and the goats and the pigs are all in tremendous fear. So all these negative qualities come in the people who eat those food items. Socially what happens? People say that, hey, if we don't eat meat, the population will be imbalanced. The population of chicken and goat and cows will increase. So my dear friends, we are nobody to cause ecological balance. Nature has a perfect plan how to balance the species. When to extinguish them, when to remain, when to maintain them. And majority of us don't know that millions of animals, I would say millions upon millions of animals, are artificially bred for growing them, for selling them, to make the meat. Don't think that naturally whatever is dying are produced as meat. There is so much of demand of eating meat that they have to produce artificially by giving hormones and enzymes. Animals, they grow them. There are lands and lands of acres, thousands of acres of lands are utilized to graze, for grazing. The land which can be used for growing grains is only grass is grown on that. Only cows and goats, and they eat and they become strong. And then they are sold. It's all artificial. Only name is given, population, it's all mythology, complete myth. They're all artificially grown. Then, I told you about artificial breeding, then the main aim is business, because they know people want to eat meat. Then there is cruelty in society, there is no mercy. They don't care for what the animals go through. They want to make money, they want to close their eyes to the pains of animals. No respect for life. Anybody who has respect for life cannot even put a pin to an animal to cause pain. What to speak of killing the animal? But when millions upon millions upon millions of animals are killed every day, now there is slaughterhouse in Mathura also. 1 year back they have started. And they drag the cows in the night from the cow sheds of Brajvasis in Mathura, forcefully with swords and guns, and go and cut them in the morning. Before it dawns, they cut the cow. So what is this? This is cruelty. No respect for life. People are bird lovers and animal lovers and plant lovers. But they eat non-veg in their lunch and dinner and breakfast. I love birds. Only love birds. What about goats? What about chicken? What about cows? Some people are animal lovers. But they still eat eggs and still eat non-vegetarian food in their breakfast and lunch and dinner. This is hypocrisy. What Lord says, love every living entity. Why only bird? Because I like birds. Why only animals? Why only plants? Love everybody. All are the part and parcel of God. Mamai vancho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. And then what happens? Meat eating never goes alone. Along with meat eating there is drinking. Generally a photograph of a womanizer is like what? He has a bottle in the hand and a cigarette in the hand and he is thinking of a woman. Right? So all these things, the breaking of four principles take place together. When you eat meat, then if soon you go to drink, because you know, one peg you take, then it is good to digest meat also. There is drinking, then there is temptation of base habits, base instincts. People go for women enjoyment. Nowadays very common, there is no rules and regulation. And then they squander money because they need money for enjoying all these things. So there is gambling. One by one, there is descent of human consciousness. And then there is, what is happening is, because people go to so base level of enjoyment. Today soccer mania is going on in Africa, right? And you read today's article in paper that there are about 5 million prostitutes have come to that country. 13, 14 year young girls and boys are forced in the market to satisfy the customers who have come from abroad to see the matches. So it is called as football, love and sex. So they don't call it as a prostitution, they call it as sex workers. So what is this? When you eat wrong things, develop wrong habits, wrong desires, do wrong things, drink, wine, and then abuse children. So child abuse is very common. Nowadays it's so common. 10-year-old children are abused by adults. Now they don't want to go to grown-up women. They want to go to fresh and tender young children. So juvenile sex assaults are increasing day by day. Economically, one line only I will say, everybody knows that meat is costlier than vegetarian food. That's why even today also, they will eat meat once in a week or twice in a week. Rich people will eat every day. But middle class will eat once in a week because it is very costly. So they will eat dal bhat rice throughout the week. Weekend mutton khayenge because it is costly. This is a very important point. Lord has created us as the most evolved living beings. Lord has given us brain, speech, arts, knowledge, research. You know, so many things the Lord has given us. Which means the more facilities given to the elder child, and what is expected from the person who has received more, more is expected from that person in return. So the child is got more love, the eldest child, then what the father mother expects, he will take care of younger children. They will say, you are elder, no, please take care of the younger one. So all the animals and birds and other living entities are supposed to be the younger children of God, lower species of life. And human beings are supposed to be the eldest child of God. Supposed to give love and protection and affection to the lower living entities. But what this elder child is doing? It is eating the lower entities for satisfaction. So it is unethical. If we have been bestowed upon by Lord so many wonderful things, then we are supposed to give protection. There were King Shibi and King Nimi, and there were so many kings in the past who would also treat animals as their kinsmen and protect them. They will make plans of economy not only for human beings but also their animals and whatever they will harbor, cows and bulls and buffaloes and chicken, whatever they will keep, there is a strategy for them also. They were treated as family members, not to one day kill them and eat them. It's like we give birth to children, grow them nicely and one day eat them. Do we do that? No. We continuously love them and make them grow up. Even they ditch us in the elder life, but still we love them. That is human nature. But the same human being, very affectionate to the family members, is very cruel to other species of life. The last line here in this slide is to understand that every living entity hates pain. Even nurses who are poking 25 injections per day to patients, if they have to take one tetanus injection for a cut, they will make so much of nakra. They will, sister, take a thin needle, sister, look there, what I should do, please give me slowly, please, sister, take care. That sister gives 50 injections per day, no problem for her. But one tetanus half ml injection is given to be given to her, she is so much panicky and so much she is doing, so many instructions, so many statements she is making. Because pain is not liked by anybody. Even you put finger in the line of ants are coming, you put finger, the ants will change direction. But there is a fear of pain there. Fear of danger is there. So when every living entity is fearful of pain, what right we have got to give pain to them? How can we not like pain and give pain to others? That is cruelty. That is not normal behavior. You know, this is the film which I generally show. I will not show it today. Time is not there. The golden statement here. Don't build the castle of your happiness on the pain and sorrow of others. Try and give happiness and get happiness. What is meat eating? It is giving the pain of death to others and enjoying yourself for few minutes till the food is on the tongue. And also it's going to cause harm to you afterwards, but few minutes pleasure is there on the tongue. So you want to, you don't mind giving pain of death to that person. Ultimate pain, separation of body and soul, destruction of life is given to the animal for giving pleasure to us. So that kind of pleasure we don't want. If at all we can get pleasure by giving others pleasure, we should get pleasure. Not by giving pain. Like doctors feel happy when it rains, doctor says, very good, now my clinic will be full. The mechanic will become very happy. Now all the tires will be punctured and will come to me to repair the car. So he's very happy. This is called as demonic pleasure. What is demonic pleasure? When others are in pain and trouble, I become happy and I will make some business. So anyway, this is the ecological, agricultural facts. I'll just read, go through it. You should know that half of the grains produced in the world are eaten by animals to be slaughtered. If 16 pounds of grains, when you feed to animals and slaughter them, then 1 pound of grain and meat is produced. 16 pounds of grains, 20 people can eat very nicely. But 1 pound of meat, definitely less people can eat, 100% logically. And it is said that 80% corn, 90%, 95% of oats produced in America is fed to all the cattle to be slaughtered. I can go on telling you very beautifully, but this is a different subject matter altogether. 56% of agricultural land is utilized for beef production. Please understand. What is the meaning of that? That land can be used to produce chavli, matki, moong and all the grains, but it is producing only grass. So that all the animals can graze, they become strong and they can be slaughtered afterwards. Majority of the part of the land in Afghanistan, South Africa and other many countries are used for what? Charas, hashish, ganja, brown sugar, opium. The earth is producing. They are producing from earth. That can be also used to produce grains. So what is the question? One more thing today I learned. That Ethiopia is the world's best exporter of roses. But Ethiopia doesn't have bread to eat. But they want to have cash crop. So they don't grow grains. But they grow roses and sell them to make money and then buy grains from other countries. So there is a serious difficulty in Ethiopia. What I am trying to tell you, if everybody wants to become vegetarian, then what will happen? Next slide tells you that. If all of us in the world decide no more animal killing, only vegetarian food, because now I have understood that my body is meant to eat vegetarian food. The earth can produce 30 times more food. What is the population now? 650 crores. 65, you can 6.5 billion, whatever you understand. 650 crores is today's population. 30 times the population is 19,500 crores. This many people can be fed by the earth. If every single place available is used for producing vegetables and grains. All the people in the world, suppose there are 30 times more people in the world. It is said that one state of Texas can accommodate everybody with 1500 square feet per person. That much land is available. Don't think that land is not available. Land is enough in the... God has created enough for us. We have misused it. That's why some countries are starving and some countries are throwing their grains and butter in the ocean to make the economy very strong. It is human discrimination. They will not give to poor countries. They will throw in the ocean to keep the prices high. Why? Because there is inequality. Inequal distribution of the nature's property. So, suffice to say, when you eat meat, kill animals for selfish purposes, the ecological balance is disturbed. This is also a big subject matter. We will not go into that now. Now comes the karma matter. Sattva-guna, Rajaguna and Tamaguna, these three things are described in scriptures. Sattva-guna is mode of goodness, that means quality of peace, knowledge, cleanliness, gentleness, friendliness, compassion, care, is Sattva-guna. Qualities of ambition, I want money, I want property, I want to progress, I want to become famous, I want to have sex, enjoy worldly pleasures, this is passion, Rajaguna. And qualities of hinsa, cruelty, greed, envy, all this is negative, that is tamoguna, mode of ignorance. Now it is said that Bhagavad Gita has one full chapter dedicated to three gunas. You must read it if you get time. In detail everything is explained. What are things supposed to be in mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, what foods are in this, what qualities are there, how people behave in three different modes, and what happens to them in the end of life, people are in the mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, exactly what happens to them, where do they go, everything is detailed explained. Very beautiful explanation is there. Suffice to say, non-vegetarian food, because it is produced after killing, hinsa, it is termed into tamoguna food, food in the mode of ignorance, tamoguni food. When you eat tamoguni food, tamoguna also enters in you. That means all the qualities which I explained to you enter in you along with the food. And it is said that if somebody dies while being in the mode of goodness, urdhva gacchanti sattvastaha, the people who die in the mode of goodness, they ascend to heavenly planets. Madhye tishtanti rajasaha, those who are very passionate and worldly and very much hankering for worldly gain, they will again take birth on earth. And get tishtati means they get stuck there. Tishtati means waiting helplessly. That is tishtati. And adho gacchanti tamasah. Those who are tamoguni in their lifetime, by their habits and eating habits, they die in tamoguna, they are thrown to the lower planetary systems to suffer. What is the law of karma? I am just going very fast, very obviously. What is the law of karma? Law of karma means laws which govern our life with our actions and reactions. If I eat contaminated water, I will get loose motions or vomiting. Is that simple? If I go to the house of people who have dengue fever and the mosquito there bites me, I will get dengue fever in 7 days' time. Very simple. That's why once father gets, then the wife gets, then the daughter gets. Very simple. Nowadays is happening in Mira Road. Dengue epidemic is there. So it says action and reaction. You happen to be around, if you go to a party and you eat something, one item, part of the item was rotten and you happen to eat that also. Then immediately next day you are in the hospital with dehydration and 25 motions. And 3 days you are on IV saline. This is action and reaction. You go to the rains and get wet, next day you are having cold and fever. It's simple as that. Whatever you do in life, if I insult you, you will not love me. You also will hate me. Maybe not powerful as myself, so you will keep quiet, but you will hate me. And one day, you will look up the opportunity and also will hit me back. So if you give pain, pain comes back to you. If you give love, love comes back to you. If you give respect, it comes back to you. So similarly, it is explained that when you accept meat as your diet, you will have to become that animal in next lifetime and also get killed by somebody to atone for that much sin. And any animal, fish or chicken or anything, any animal that we eat, people eat rabbit also, people eat kabutar also. There are people who eat anything on the earth. There are people in China and Thailand and Singapore, they eat snakes and cockroach and scorpions also. Anything on earth, they eat. That means you can understand what their consciousness is, where their mind is, how they think. There are people in the world, you will be not surprised, you will be surprised to hear, while attending a lecture like this, some people in some countries, they eat flies while hearing lectures. So Prabhupada one time told them, in your country there are 5 principles, not 4 principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and not eating insects. Not eating flies. But people would eat flies when he was giving lecture. And there are countries today also existing. My friend Damodar Panditji one time went to Singapore and there was nothing available vegetarian. So I was so frustrated. 15 days only tomatoes and bread. That's all they had. Even butter had non-vegetarian items in that. So they couldn't take butter also. After 15 days they saw one vegetarian restaurant. They were so happy. They just jumped in the restaurant. Asked them, kya items hai? They said, cake is available, this is available. Okay, give cakes to us. No problem. They ordered cakes. They were very happy to at least have some vegetarian cake. And by the way, they were about to eat and they asked, what is this cake made of? So the owner very proudly said, this is a delicacy in this country. This cake is made of insects. This is the fact. Today also you can go. You can go and choose snake and cockroaches live and they will pick it up in their from their stores, from their stock, and they will cook it and give it to you. This is what is happening. So you have to become that life again. If you eat chicken, you have to take birth of chicken, get killed, then that much chicken sin is nullified. But imagine a non-vegetarian food eater. How many chickens, how many goats, how many beef, how many eggs, how many things he has eaten in one lifetime? Say 40 years. Maybe there will be thousands of animals in the list. And all those he has to take birth as, get killed, atone for the sin, then he will be freed from that much of sin. Separate other sins of eating wine, drinking wine and womanizing and gambling, by the way. So a life of breaking four regulative principles, eating meat, womanizing, gambling and intoxicating yourself, heaps and heaps of sins are collected to suffer for lifetimes together afterwards. And there's some rule which is different for eating cows, by the way. If one eats cow flesh, cow is weighing suppose 200 kilos and you eat 100 grams of beef in your one lunch, still you have to atone for killing one cow only. Maybe 100 people will eat 100 grams each from one cow. All 100 people have to undergo the sinful reaction of eating, killing one cow. And what is the reaction of killing a cow or eating a cow? You have to take birth as much number as the number of hair follicles on the skin of the calf or a cow. And 1 square inch of a cow has 2000 hair follicles. And the cow has skin surface area of 5.5 square meters. You go home and calculate how many number of hairs are on the body of a cow. And that many number of times we'll have to take birth as a cow, get killed, and then only one time eating cow flesh reaction is over. So a beef eater, how many cows he must be eating flesh from in one lifetime? So you can imagine what I'm trying to tell you is that in one human lifetime to enjoy a momentary pleasure of flesh on your tongue, so many sufferings for lifetimes together a foolish human being is accepting. Now, who is responsible? You may say, "Hey, main to marta nahi hu animal ko. I don't eat, kill animals. I only buy from the mall, you know, properly packed. I don't do anything. I am very merciful. I don't touch, I don't even harm the cat around my house also. I don't even kill rat. I don't even kill mosquito also. I feel very dangerous when the blood comes out of mosquito body. I feel very painful." But what the scriptures say, one who raises the animal is not killing also. He's giving food, grazing, nice injections and nice hormones, everything. The animal is becoming bigger. Apparently a good activity. But purpose is to kill him afterwards. So one who raises the animal, one who buys the animal from that grazer, one who transports the animal, one who dopes the animal with chemicals, anxiolytics and drugs and everything, one who finally kills the animal in slaughterhouse, then one who processes, cutting and cleaning and packing and labeling, and then there is a big industry called marketing. Nice labels and nice advertisement, fresh and this and that, name different names, and different big malls are putting on different AC, platforms on the showcases. Then one who sells those meat packets, one who buys the meat packet, one who cooks at home, you may not even cook also. Somebody is cooking at home. One who serves the cooked dish to you on your dining table, one who eats, and one who facilitates the process anyway in between. All people are guilty of the sin of killing their animal. Don't think that only one who kills is responsible. He is not killing for himself. He is killing hundreds of animals per day. Maybe 100 grams he is eating, 200 grams. But all 99 animals he is killing for you and me. So all we have to share the sin and go through the reaction. It's like abortion. One who convinces, one who goes to doctor, that patient, that mother-in-law, that doctor, that nurse, that receptionist in the center of abortion, the actual abortionist doctor, and the person who gives prescription, the person who advises, everybody is responsible and guilty for killing that child in the womb. Garbhahatya. Bhrunhatya it is called. Abortion. Nice term is what? Tissue removal. Nice term is what? Medical termination of pregnancy. MTP. Jyada bolte bhi nahi. MTP bolte. But the sin is same. And everybody is equally responsible. What is the reaction of eating meat? Reaction of killing animals in hundreds and thousands and in millions of numbers? We have wars. We have unrest in the world. We have terrorism. Pakistan is unrest. India is intense because of that. Afghanistan is a place of unrest. Israel is causing tension in Lebanon and Palestinian areas. They have kept 15 million people as, you know, captive in their own land, torturing them. Then Israel, Iraq is a place of tension. Iran is a place of tension. Turkestan, I can go on labeling, taking many, many names. This is nature's reaction to our mass killing. There are train mishaps, there are plane mishaps, there are, you know, boat mishaps, people dying in large number of deaths together. When we maintain slaughterhouses, you expect mass destruction of human beings in the form of war and the natural calamities. What is the next reaction comes? Natural calamities. Why there is rains coming in wrong time and not falling in right time, and then there is heat increasing, there is cold increasing at wrong time, and rain is coming on the mangoes and mangoes are getting destroyed and the crop is getting destroyed, and nice crop is coming up in the month of April, it starts raining and thunder and hailstorm. All this is because we break the laws of nature. Nature also is responding to that. Then what happens? There are fires in California, beautiful city, beautiful state. There's so much of forest fire is there, people are running away with their bags and baggages. And many places are there like that. And the terrorism has been increasing, causing so much of fear in lives of people. People go into Shatabdi train and this train and that train, then they get detached from on the road. And many people's lives are in danger, they are living in so much fear. Unstable, insecure society is a result of killing innocent animals. The reason, because after eating meat, we develop selfishness, anger, intolerance, slightest agitation, become greedy, we hate people, we create enmity, we become so selfish, self-centered, we become very sensual, base in our habits of enjoyment, then we are no problem in exploiting others for selfish gains, no problem in disturbing others to get your own gains in life. And I mentioned some names. All these bhedas, all these differences on color, we are black, he is white. You go to Western country, you will find out. Blacks and whites are so much problem is there. Then there is somebody Hindu and Muslim, they are fighting. Somebody Christians and Jews are fighting. And there are so many different kinds of combinations are fighting with one another, differentiating one another. In India, you know, OBCs are fighting with SCs and SCs are fighting with OBCs and Brahmins are fighting with scheduled caste people. Only differences are there. And desh bhed. I am Indian, you are Pakistani, we don't like each other. Even if you go to Gulf country, there are people living together in compound. If you are a Pakistani neighbor, there is tension. If an Israeli employee is there in front of a Palestinian employee, there is a tension. Even when you go away, there is no connection now. You are nice neighbors, company, working in one company. But the root of envy is so deep. People eat dogs, people eat cats in so many places I have seen. In Saudi Arabia, in the Filipino camp, no dogs will be seen ever barking in there. But all dogs will be cut and eaten by the Filipinos. Something about onion, garlics and mushrooms. Why we don't eat that also? As I told you, the foods are categorized in three modes. Sattva, Raja and Tama. And in Rajoguna, those things come which increase your passion. Increase your worldliness. You are not harmful to anybody, but you want to become, you are so anxious to become number one, you are fighting to maintain your top one position, you want to top in the exam. There's so much ambition is there. You want to become rich very fast, you know, you want to buy a car very fast, you want to marry a most beautiful girl, become qualified for that from in the form of money and fame. That is called worldliness. It's not harming anybody else, but it's just simply ambitious. He is not accepting the reality as it is. He wants to cross the level of reality and get something more by some means. It is explained that when you eat onions and garlic, the sex desire is amplified. Even today in Ayurveda, if somebody is impotent, is not having potency to procreate children, the medical preparations in Ayurvedic region are mainly made of onions and garlics and the extracts. Onions and garlics are known aphrodisiacs. Aphrodisiac means increasing sensual desires. So devotees who are aspiring to attain devotion to the Lord do not even eat onion garlic also, because they know I am on the path of giving up my sensual activities and my food is giving me sensuality. So I must give up even the minor. It's not a very big sin to eat onion garlic. Not like killing a goat and eating the flesh. But small and big, everything that is unfavorable, the devotee avoids. Whatever is unfavorable to the path of devotion and to path of control of senses, we give up. So we don't give up completely urad dal and masoor dal and all spices, but we are supposed to use in very minute quantity. If you use in large quantity, then even urad dal, masoor dal can give the same effect of eating onion and garlics. People say, "Arey, onion is very useful to reduce the heat of the body when you are in the Solapur and Nagpur areas. People, the farmers, they have to eat kanda bhakar every day." And some people say, "I am a heart patient. Garlic is so good for the heart." But nobody eats onion garlic for heart and reducing heat. They only eat for taste. That is for sure. And if you want to get the effect of onion for the heat and lassan for the heart, there are many more other ways of getting the same effect by taking medicines and nicely eating some herbs. You don't have to resort to the onions and garlics. And onions and garlic also are not offerable to the Lord as Naivedyam. So the devotees will only eat those things which are offerable to the Lord, which can become prasad, and then they can accept it. Small explanation of onion garlic. Now last discussion is spiritual. What is scripture saying? What is God saying about it? Hadith is something like parallel to Quran. It's one of the respect, like we have Ramayana and we have Mahabharata, and we have also Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. There are many scriptures, like they are also called equivalents. You know, you can read as per your convenience and liking. Same messages are given. So Hadith is something like parallel to Quran. Hadith is a very respected scripture in Islam. Hadith says that don't make your stomach the graveyard of slaughtered animals. Why it is said like this? Where do you, when somebody dies in the family, where do you take the dead body? To temple, to church? No, you take to crematorium. So crematorium is a destination for all the dead bodies, whether to bury or burn or to give to vultures. In the Parsi religion, they give to vultures. That's a destiny. Either you become dirt, or you become ash, or you become stool of the vulture. That is the destiny, we say in the poetic words. So when you eat the flesh, it goes to stomach. So destination of the flesh has become now the stomach. So what is the stomach? It's graveyard. It's crematorium. And that stomach is supposed to digest the food and derive all the nutritious items and nourish every inch of the body. Every finger, toe and every toenail is nourished by the food derived and digested by the stomach and the digestive system. So when you derive your nourishment from dead body, what does your body become? Also a living dead body. Zinda, kya kehte, zinda lash kehte hai usko, poetic language. One who eats non-vegetarian food, his stomach becomes graveyard. Stomach becomes smashan, graveyard. And so also the body, and so also the mind and the consciousness also becomes like that also. What does the Bible say? First statement, the first commandment, thou shalt not kill. Some people say it is not true actually. It is thou shalt not murder. Only human beings should not be killed. Animals don't have soul, so you can kill animals. That is a very convenient statement made, adjustment. But it is not true. Jesus Christ was not so less intelligent or so poor in vocabulary. So he used the word, instead of murder, he used the word kill. The word kill is used for every single. To mosquito also we use the word kill only. Tiger also we say kill only. And we kill human beings also. And we see all animals the word is used kill. And Jesus Christ has used word kill. Actually the Lord has used, Moses got it and Jesus preached it. So what is the first commandment? Thou shalt not kill. And the subtle meaning of this statement is, don't even hurt anybody in emotions. When a husband shouts at wife, there is violence. So what principle is hidden in this word is, don't cause any kind of violence at any level to any living entity. That is the level of compassion Jesus Christ was preaching. Third, Buddha, the one incarnation of the Lord, specially has come down to preach non-violence. Where people are misusing Vedas, performing yajñas and killing animals in the name of sacrifice, only to eat them. The Lord took a special incarnation just to prevent that, and prevent animal killing and give people mercy. Buddha's incarnation is total mercy only, mercy personified. So ahimsa param dharma. And what does Hindu scripture say? Mamai vamsho jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana. Everyone is part and parcel of the Lord. Lord Krishna is saying every living entity is my child. So if you love that Lord who is so merciful and so beautiful, how can you eat the children of that God whom he loves very much? How that Lord will tolerate you killing his own children in the name of his devotional service? This is absurd. So this is what scriptures have to say. So some medical knowledge I'll give you. Vegetarian food is cost effective. Vegetarian food is very easy and natural for digestion. We call the word supachya. Supachya means easy for digestion. It gives more energy to you and takes less energy from you for digestion. Because there is also cost benefit evaluation when you eat food. Every food requires some energy from you to digest it. So you have to always evaluate. If I spend more energy and get less yield, then the food is not so good. Because it is taking more from me. If you eat raw rice, half cooked rice, then what happens? It takes more energy from you than it gets calories from the rice that is available. So it is not supachya. Meat is very difficult for digestion. So it takes a lot of energy from you in the form of calories to give less number of calories to you. You may say it is heavily studded with proteins. Per gram proteins in the meat is very, very high. But to yield that, you have to digest and spend a lot of energy. That's why after eating a non-vegetarian diet and also a heavy proteinous meal, vegetarian wise also, you become what? Very sleepy. Why is that? All the attention, energy is diverted to stomach for digestion. So we have to eat simple food which is easily digestible. There is more pranic energy, the vital energy is more available in vegetarian food than the dead matter that you eat, than the dead body that you eat. There is low evidence of diseases because it is natural to the human body. It creates stable and peaceful society because the qualities that you yield from vegetarian food is mercy, compassion, knowledge, peacefulness, cleanliness, like those qualities. No hatred and cruelty and enmity. There will be no starvation in the world, remember, as I told you. The earth can provide 30 times more food to the population in the world. So there will be no fights for hunger and no fights for food. It creates mood of goodness and positive qualities conducive for the goal of human life and is favorable for spiritual life. Then you may say, hey, even the plants have life, so what we should eat then? We should not eat anything. No, jivo jivasa jivanam. Every living entity has been prescribed its own food. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita. Each living entity's food is decided by the Lord. What to eat? Small fish will eat big fish. Small fish will eat small worm. It's all decided. They don't break their plan. It's the only human being who will eat anything and everything on its own way. Tiger will die out of starvation but will not eat grass. And cow will die of starvation but will not eat flesh. Is that true? But a human being gets hungry, it will eat human being also. In 1942 World War, it is proved. The fellow soldiers, they were eaten up by their fellow soldiers who were dead. They were hungry. They ate their flesh. Human beings will break all the natural laws for selfish purposes. Animals will follow natural laws. Even animals have birds. All the living entities have time for mating and producing children. But human being, 12 months in a year, producing children. Sensuality. Plus, taking pills and using many condoms and many barriers not to have children also. But have you heard any animal, any bird using condoms and birth controlling pills? Nature has their control. Natural controls are there. They nicely build their houses and nicely give birth to children and take care of them nicely. But human beings, for selfish pleasures, will kill their own children in the womb. Is it not true? Have you heard any abortion centers for birds, dogs, cats, goats, tigers? But human beings have plenty of centers of abortion. Don't worry, in 3 hours you will go back home. Why? I want to enjoy. I don't want to have the fruit of enjoyment. I don't want to take responsibility. So I want to simply enjoy. So it is explained that 25 million condoms were distributed by South African government yesterday. Because people are so much having sex because of the football game going on there. So to stop the spread of AIDS, 67% of African population has AIDS. And every year 5% is increasing. So African government yesterday distributed 25 million condoms free of charge. Have sex, no problem. This is how today's situation. Why? Because of selfishness. Because of not taking responsibility. Even the birds and animals take responsibility. Human beings don't want to take responsibility of the pleasures that they derive in life. So it is explained in Bhagavad Gita and scriptures that you don't even become vegetarian. It's not supposed to be becoming vegetarian. Then what you should become? You should become prasadahari. You should eat prasad. Whatever vegetarian food you are entitled to eat, your body is meant for, eat vegetarian food, but after offering it to God. Because even eating vegetarian food also derives sin. Why is that? Because drunkards are growing that food nowadays. They drink and they do farming. Then people who are drug addicts and prostitution mongers, woman mongers, they are transporting the food. You see the other. There are people fully drunk. They smoke and they throw their ash on the vegetables. And they walk with their shoes on the vegetables. And then they are purchased by us and then we cook it at home, you know. They have gone through all stages. People are spitting, they eat tobacco and pan and spit on the sabjis, transporting through trucks loads of vegetables to Washi and Dadar and Bhaikala. I have seen with all on my eyes all these things. So don't think that vegetarian food is also free from sin. It is contaminated by so many people's sins who are around them. To get freed from these sins of vegetarian food also, we have to offer that to Lord. Lord is apapavidha. The Lord takes everything with when you offer that with love and devotion to Him. And the food becomes clean, shuddha, pavitra and prasadam. So you have to understand all big science. Don't think it's what we do in spiritual life is just because of emotional thinking we do. It's very scientific. So Lord says in 3rd chapter, 13th verse, that even if you eat vegetarian food, you are verily eating sin. And the Lord says in the next line, my devotees are free from sin because they never eat food without offering to me. Simple formula. You only eat prasad. You only eat food that is offerable to Lord, that is vegetarian food. Then you will say otherwise, I'll say, okay, I will offer chicken, fish and I'll put tulsi leaf on that. And I will with great love and devotion I'll offer to the Lord. And I will take as prasad. But will the Lord eat it? No. If you call me at your house and with love you offer me chicken masala, I will not eat it. Because I don't like it. Simple. Lord does not like flesh of His own children to be offered with love and devotion to Him. How will He accept it? So it's a hoax. So you have to offer to the Lord vegetarian food with love and devotion. And then only He accepts it. Then only it becomes prasad. And as human beings, we are supposed to eat only prasad. Then we are proudly saying ourselves that we are human beings. Otherwise, Lord says, Yadashishta sana santo bhunjate sarva kelvishai. Only sin we are eating if we are eating vegetarian food. So nourish your soul with divine food. Human life is meant for nourishing the soul. Uniting the soul with the source of the soul, the Lord, with love and devotion, in bhakti. So eat simple. Some tips for you. Because the topic was, stay healthy, vegetarian way. Eat vegetarian food. It's simple food. Don't make it complicated by lots of spicing and lots of oil and everything. Don't overcook it. Don't deep fry it. It loses its vitality. Eat natural foods in most natural form as far as possible. Don't try to manipulate it with spicing and cooking and baking and so many things. Make it simple as possible. Make it sattvic with minimal spicing. Drink minimum 3 to 4 liters of water every day. So that whatever is waste is thrown out faster. Avoid excess salt, sugar and spices. I don't know how to tell you, must have read so much in newspapers and internet. what spices and sugar and salt causes, how many problems they are creating in the health. Don't load yourself. Always eat 3/4. Fill the remaining with water and leave something for air to go and digest. Keep the bowels clean once in 15 days, once in a month. Take some medicine and eat fruits and vegetables and fast and clean your bowels so that toxins are thrown out of the body and your body remains healthy. Vegetarian food will also create toxins, but less toxins, and you need to clean regularly, like you clean a house and you're taking bath every day. Perform exercise, yoga, pranayama to get more oxygen, to more vitality, more life into yourself, more sattvikta. Then eat freshly cooked food, don't eat stale food as far as possible. Do not eat fruits with milk. Do not eat milk and yogurt together. They are all viruddha anna. Except mango can be eaten with milk. Fruit salad is a bogus concept. It's a very unhealthy concept. It can cause autoimmune skin disorders in future after 30-40 years of regularly eating milk and fruits and yogurt together. Don't eat salty things with milk. Separate it. Eat milk and then eat your lunch and dinner and breakfast. Never eat rice more than 6 hours later. And never ever eat it after one day. Never put rice in the refrigerator and never eat it after refrigeration, eating again and eating. It creates a toxin. I was surprised that this is given in Garuda Purana also. Ayurveda has proved it nicely, but even Garuda Purana has given it that rice should not be eaten after 6 hours and never eaten after one day, when one night passes in that. Don't use oils more than twice for frying. Don't heat it too much. It is said beyond 377 degrees centigrade, cancer producing material is produced in oil called as free radicals. And we go on consuming that with fried food, you may land up in getting cancer one day in life. Because free radicals are accumulated, and with stress, the body is unable to manage those free radicals. They get accumulated, and one day it comes as unmanageable growth tumor in the body. So don't heat the oil too much as fuming and smoking. Simmer it and fry it if you want to. But as far as possible, avoid fried foods. Because one fried item contains 25 grams of oil in that, which is very bad for your heart and for your other organs in the body. This is something startling information for you. All the cosmetics which contains chemicals in turn are absorbed in the skin because of the warmth, because of temperature, and they go and depress the immune system of the body. The power of resistance of disease everybody has, called immune system, immunity we say, that is depressed by all these chemicals. Everything is chemicals nowadays. You see, washing powder, washing utensils, everything, toothpaste and shampoos, everything is made of chemicals, synthetic, everything is synthetic. That goes and harms your immune system. Plus, so much of stress is coming nowadays in life. Stress is increasing day by day. Psychiatric business is increasing day by day. And stress also depresses your immunity. The stress already is there that you cannot avoid. You can avoid by practicing yoga, pranayama and doing chanting regularly. But still stress is there. Right? You have to handle the stress. Try and use natural items as far as possible. We do not use toothpaste, tooth powders, shampoos. We only use cow products made of cow urine, cow dung and cow milk and cow products. There are available toothpaste, very scientifically made. We have all available in the store down on the counter. Don't eat food from unknown sources. You don't know who is cooking, which kind of material is used, how many times the oil is used, again and again, 5 times, 6 times, it becomes black completely. Still the vada is fried in that. You don't know. Don't eat from unknown sources. Don't eat foods rich in oil, cheese, butter, because they go and deposit in your heart and narrowing of the heart vessels take place, reducing your capacity of the heart, increasing your risk of heart attack. Eat more of fresh food, salads, vegetables, boiled vegetables, fruits. Avoid reheating the food. The more you reheat the food, the vitality, power on the food goes on decreasing. Once you heat, twice you heat, 3 times you heat, even the taste goes away. But also the vitality, strength giving power, calorie power of the food also gets destroyed. Last but not least, microwave is very dangerous for health. The mobiles that we have based on microwave. Microwave at home, oven when we cook, the food loses all the calorie value in that. Only the substance look remains nicely. 7 minutes mein rice, 2 minutes mein sabji, 3 minutes mein dal. All is advertised. But with destruction of all the nutritive values. You are sweating day and night to earn that food. And then you put it in the microwave and destroy all the calorie value. And only eat the material without any natural value of strength and calories. So cook food. Best is in wood. Not possible. Use gas or electric oven at the most. But everything, taste is different. Why? Because the material use is different. You may say, kaha pa touch karta hai food ko? It's in the pot. No, you taste the food cooked in the wood, you taste the food cooked on the gas, taste the food cooked in the electric oven, taste the food in the microwave oven. It will all be different. That is God's creation, wonderful creation. The most natural and nutritious way of eating is eating the wood. But today is not possible. At least natural gas is fine, no problem. But don't go beyond that. Never use microwave oven. Last, discover new taste. This is all vegetarian food. Please understand, we are not so hungry and dying of hunger that we have to kill animals and eat them. When time will come, when everything will be finished, you are entitled to eat next animal to you. But I am sure the time has not come yet. We are fortunate enough, before I die at least, I am sure I will get vegetarian food to eat. Afterwards, I don't know what will happen. And try and do bhakti in this lifetime only. So again, you will not come next lifetime to see what's going to happen after we take birth again. Will there be enough water and food available? I don't know. I can't guarantee right now. So there are unlimited variety of vegetarian food available to satisfy your tongue. If you have so much desire to taste variety of things, vegetarianism will give you unlimited variety. India has got 26 states and 26 ways of cooking food is available in India. Not a single country in the world has got so much variety in one country of varieties of food. One caste doesn't make same food as the other caste. One state doesn't make the same food as the other state. Right? So many varieties are there, unlimited. You can be fully satisfied by unlimited varieties of food. Prabhupada went to Western world and opened 450 centers. Today there are 450. He opened 108 centers. In China and in England and in Germany and Italy and France and Switzerland. And there also he taught people how to make pure vegetarian food without onion, garlic as prasad. So Hare Krishna people are very fortunate. Wherever they go in the world, there is a temple and we can get surely prasad and keep our principle nicely. So you can see the food, how tasty and how wonderful the devotees make for the pleasure of the Lord and honor as prasad. See, every item is decorated with tulsi leaf, offered to the Lord, and then we accept as prasad. This is every day in our temple down, in Jagannath temple down on ground floor. Every day these 2 plates are made for the Lord of 7 items each, very tasty as Mahaprasadam. Then you can see, I told you, there's a book, there are so many books available in Hare Krishna temples of great recipes. You can see, I'll tell you, show you pictures of variety of items of variety of countries. Now you can see, this is Bengal. Chitranna it is called in the Bengali language, Chitranna. Then what is this? Famous sambar. The British people have named it as fiery South Indian Tur Dal soup. But it is actually sambar. Liked by everybody in the world. Then this is vegetables, French variety of foods. This is Indonesian variety. It is called gado gado salad. But it is vegetarian food. Then comes Greek salad. How the Greek people can eat vegetarian food. Then this is the famous, they conquered the minds of Indians, the pizza come from Italy. We have our Govinda restaurants filled with these pizzas. Then there is puris, pumpkin soup, and this is Spanish vegetable rice. This is all made in ISKCON temples all over the world. Then this is bread, very nicely made. 35 varieties of breads are available. 7, 14, 12 grains breads. Then this is what is made in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. All the staff members come together, celebrate festivals for the pleasure of the Lord. Cake is made without eggs, offered to the Lord with love and devotion. You can see, sometimes we offer 231 items, sometimes we offer 501 items to the Lord, sometimes 131, sometimes 151, sometimes 251 items. Every festival in the hospital, we are providing this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.